Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Special number 31, Maker Faire Detroit, from Motor City to Maker City. This TWiT Special is brought to you by Ford and the amazing Ford Sync, true hands-free calling, turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, and more. Find out more about Ford Sync at SyncMyRidePodcast.com or take a test drive today at your nearest Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer. Hi, Leo Laporte here. We're in Dearborn, Michigan for Maker Faire. We're very excited that the Henry Ford Maker Faire is about to take off from, Motor City to Maker City. This is TWiT Special episode 29. This TWiT Special brought to you by our good friends at the Ford Motor Company, makers of Ford Sync. You got to check out Ford Sync, true hands-free calling, turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, and more. You can learn more about it at SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Of course, you can also find out more by going to your nearest Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury dealer. Thanks to the folks at LiveU for making this possible also. That's how we're streaming live from Dearborn. We got Brent Bai on the camera today. He's also carrying the backpack. Lisa Kensel, our producer. And we're ready to walk into the Maker Faire. Kate's going to take us in. We're going to start off at the Big Mouse Trap. This is pretty exciting. Maker Faire is an event. Well, you know, we're going to find out more about Maker Faire in just a second because Dale Dougherty, the founder of Maker Magazine, Make Magazine, is waiting for us at the life-size mouse trap. And we're going to find out more about this. This is the first time Maker Faire has been to Detroit. In fact, to my knowledge, it's the first time Maker Faire has been outside of the San Francisco Bay Area. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, and I think everybody in the area is very excited to have this here. So you'll see there's a lot of booths. It's all set up really not so much as a trade show, but for people who do interesting making things to do it. Just show off what they're doing, things like that. Man, there's a guy with a really big head. He must be a smart maker. I'm not sure exactly. Who is that supposed to be? Do you know who that's supposed to be, Kate?
Henry Ford.
That's Henry Ford. Oh, wow. He was a smart man. It does look like Henry now that I see it. This is an amazing museum. How long has the Henry Ford been here, Kate?
Since 1929.
1929. So Ford put it here himself. Look at this. This is one of the fire wagons that you see. Sometimes you'll see these at Burning Man and places like that. This is called Big Dog. That is a big bicycle. You know, that's actually how Henry Ford started. He was a bicycle maker who was very interested in motor cars and actually built the first motor cars by basically taking bicycle technology and putting an engine in it. I hope you did see our tour of the Rouge plant. Oh, my goodness. There's some wild stuff going on here. A big crowd around the mousetrap. Doesn't that bike ride look fun? I think we might go for a bike ride a little later. Okay, there we go. Hey, Dale, how are you? Good to see you. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's okay. Glad to have you here.
Dale Dougherty, he's the founder of Make Magazine, and I guess you're the father of Maker Faire, right?
I am, but, you know, it's something that's created with all these people that are here, so we do it all together.
I was saying that one of the aesthetics of Maker Faire is you don't just sit and watch. You participate, don't you?
Absolutely. You ride bikes around here. You do activities. You get involved. You make something.
Is this the first time you've been out of the Bay Area?
Absolutely. We've been in the Bay Area 5 years, and this is the first time in the Midwest and the first time in we've done it in Austin before, but this is the first time here in Detroit.
That's exciting. New York in the fall, right?
New York in the fall and end of September at the New York Hall of Science in Queens.
Now, people in the San Francisco Bay Area get making. I think this is really that was really the birthplace of this. But I have a feeling Detroit might be the next best place to come.
I think so. I mean, and we're located at Henry Ford, which is almost a history of American making in a building. And it's in their blood here. I mean, they make things here. It's a 100-plus year history of amazing technology that they've made. And we sometimes forget about it as technology. But it's here. And the manufacturing capacity here needs to be reinvented. But it's going to be, I'm pretty sure.
We were yesterday at the Rouge, which is Henry Ford's first massive factory. The idea was limestone and iron ore goes in and wood and a car comes out the other end. And it's still this amazing plant and the technology. And you're right. They're moving into the 21st century in a very interesting, exciting way.
Well, you know, the other interesting thing about Ford that I think connects to our computer age is he really saw the car as a personal vehicle, right? It's his imagination. That there are other people making cars, but they were making for rich people. He wanted to make a car that everyone could afford, really a car for the rest of us, right? And so that was his focus, and that was his dream. And I think, you know, we think of, you know, the personal computer in the same way. It's like, you know, the mainframes were around, but a group of hackers got together and said, I got to have one of these myself, and I'm going to build it.
Right. Right. Very similar. That's a really good apt analogy. So tell me now, the giant mousetrap is about to be set off. This is a life-size mousetrap, like the game Mousetrap.
It is, and it's a huge Rube Goldberg machine. All the pieces fit together. It's a real bathtub.
Obviously, it's a real attraction too. Look at the crowd gather around.
Right behind me here, we have.
Look at the ball. It's going in the bathtub. Yeah. Oh, there it goes.
Safe is gonna come down. You can't see it from here, but there's a Chevy Astro van.
Oh!
It just fell on top of. The timing was great.
The crowd loves it. Oh, my goodness. Do they do a new van every time?
Well, they're crushing it smaller and smaller each time.
I love this. This is a perfect example of what Maker is, right, which is instead of having a machine bring you around, the kids are pumping their own bicycles.
Exactly. This is CycleSide. It actually comes from the Bay Area along with Mousetrap. It was two attractions we brought here. But it's a carnival ride, but you power it yourself.
Self-powered, human-powered carnival ride. This is really an amazing, it almost feels medieval in this sense, you know?
Well, kind of like, to some degree, bringing all this stuff together is almost like a renaissance.
Yeah, renaissance.
Is seeing the arts and crafts. We have a huge craft component over here. And kind of everywhere you turn, inside the museum, we got a lot of stuff. I created a player piano with an Arduino, you know?
It's I love
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Now, there's the Maker Shed. You've done this before, and people go in there and they learn how to solder.
Yes. We try to get some basic electronic skills in people's hands, and we have lots of kits and copies of Make and lots of things we try to infect them with while they're here.
Well, tell us where we should go first, because there's so much to see here, Dale. I don't know where to start.
You know, the important thing here, too, is we have a bunch of hacker spaces, which is a really kind of new thing that's growing. In the year that I've been coming to Detroit to prepare for this, there's been 3 to 4 new hacker spaces created, and we have them all from the Midwest. We have something like 15 hacker spaces here, and one of the things they've done together over here is a power racing series. They've taken a power wheel cart and modified it so they can race against each other and a hacker space. Hopefully.
They invited me over to that. Yeah. They're really souping these power wheels up.
You should see it. It's pretty fun. We have
I can't wait.
Over there. So
what is a hacker space? Just for people who don't know.
I think it's a place. It's like a club, but you have a physical space. You have tools and materials that you can share instead of having, you know, it in your own garage. And it, more importantly, it's a community. It's people getting together, sharing knowledge, sharing ideas, and kind of working together.
That's really neat. Dale, I'm so thrilled that you brought Maker Faire to Detroit.
Thanks
and I'm glad
lot.
We could be here for it.
I'm so glad you're here.
This is exciting.
It's terrific to have you here.
You know, we've been meaning to go to San Mateo. It's just in our backyard. We haven't gone yet.
Well, I hope when you see it, you'll see more ways to get involved yourself.
We'll be back.
We'd love to have you every
Thank
time.
Thank you. Dale Daugherty, Make Magazine. Everybody should subscribe if you don't already. This is the heart and soul of Maker Faire, and making in America is Make Magazine. It's a great magazine.
Thanks a lot. Thanks,
Dale.
Lot.
Take
okay,
care.
Have a great
Enjoy
day.
Your day.
Okay.
All right. Now we got the world is our oyster here. Where do you want to? The mousetrap is already done, but we can go over and see the crushed Astro van. It was actually a little hard for us. Now watch where you're going. There's a stroller cart. It's a little crowded here. We're gonna have to wend our way over. This was so crowded earlier that we couldn't get anywhere near it. But we did. I think you were able to see, right, Brent, over the top of the heads of people. Here's the Astro van. It suffered its first crushing blow, but it won't be the last. They're resetting the mousetrap now, and you'll be able to see it, I guess. Maybe if we, I don't know how often they do it, but we'll have to come back for the next reset. A human-sized mouse. Remember that game? It never worked, right? You'd set it up, you'd play the whole game, you'd press the button, and it would never work. But this one works. Look at that van. Look at that van.
About that.
So hey, look at this. Here's a guy with a familiar face on his T-shirt. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, nice to see you. Are you from around here?
No, we're from Ohio.
Yeah, but you came for a Maker Faire.
Yep, and to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Well, and Mary brought us some great cupcakes last time, so that's great.
Yeah, you saw her last night.
Yes, sir, last night. That's great. Well, it's nice to see you both. I'm still living on those cupcakes I had earlier. Thank you, Mary. All right, we're going to wander around and see what else there is to see. Should we come see Prasad at the Ford?
Look at the Ford inside.
Yeah, you're holding it wrong, he says.
Yes, I am.
Is that an iPhone there?
Yeah, it's a 3GS, though.
You don't have to worry about that one.
I can hold it however I want.
This T-shirt is great. We have one at the cottage from geektogs.com, but I hear you shouldn't wear it to an Apple store.
They're not real happy with sentiment, yeah.
Get out of here! Get out of here! This is pretty amazing. Ah, it's propane is in there. This, I believe Colleen told me about this. This thing shoots fire as it goes. This thing flames, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's got a flame effect. That's all it is, just a visual effect.
It's not intended to hurt anybody.
Absolutely not. No way.
I didn't think it was.
No.
It comes out the top?
Yeah, and depending on the pressure, you can get anywhere from a 4 to an 8 foot flame out of it.
Wow, that's great. Is this Tom's creation over here?
It is, yeah.
You just helping out?
I'm just PR and helping out, yeah.
So, I think I've seen this around the Bay Area. Where is this from?
No, this is from where I look.
Okay, this is a local guy. Okay, this is great. And you said this is corrugated gutter?
Corrugated drain pipe that they use on construction sites. Just scraps, the leftover that were donated. And there's about 3 bicycle tires on each one of these ribs. And then just other parts, golf cart hubs, Schwinn bicycle gears and chains and stuff like that. We've got go-kart disc brakes, mini bike shocks. And that's about it.
Is Tom going to take it for a ride later?
Getting ready to. He's testing all the connections to make sure there's no leaks in the propane, and we're going to get on it here in about 5 minutes and take.
Whoa, that thing's hot! I just felt the propane go.
Yeah.
Are you going to take it out now? So we're going to watch you. Mind if we watch you go? I guess we can't get a ride, but at least we can watch you ride. Oh, well, there it goes. Let's watch the big dog go here. They're rolling it out of the barn, so to speak. And there she goes. You know, I got to wonder, he put a lot of time and money into it, how often he gets to take it out for a ride. I mean, how many places like this are there to go for a ride? What are you laughing at?
The twit on your microphone.
Well, that's who I am. I'm a twit. You see that? Twit. I'm the
chief twit.
You're the chief.
If you Google twit, you know what comes up?
You?
Me.
All right.
I'm the king of twits.
Okay.
Well. I mean, things like the make and take marshmallow. We gotta check this out here. Who built this marshmallow shooter?
Will and I did.
You built this? What's your name?
I'm Tim.
Hi, Tim. And you're Will?
Yeah, I'm Will.
And what made you want to build a marshmallow shooter?
Well, it's big, it fires really far, and we thought, you know, why not make a rocket launcher?
What a great idea! So he's going to load a marshmallow in here. All right. Clear. All right, here we go. Oh, now come on, you could do better than that. Let's get a bigger one in there. Oh, look at that, it went all the way over to the next part. Okay, let's try another one. So you shoot several at a time, huh?
Yeah.
Do you do any special exercises, Tim, to make your breath stronger?
No.
All right, here we go. Will. Oh, look at that. Oh, my gosh. There's marshmallows everywhere. Thank you, Will and Tim.
All right.
It's great to see you. Take care, guys.
All right.
Okay. Now, let's see if we can come in here without losing our signal. This will be an interesting test. Oh, there's a light show going on. That's kind of neat. We'll see what's going on. Take a look. Oh, you're going to turn off your light there. Looks like these are lasers going up at the top there. Yep, 6 lasers, he says. I think what we're going to do is go back outside here real quickly.
Say again?
Prasad, it's Leo. How are you? Nice to see you.
How are you, Leo?
It's great. What are you doing here at Maker Faire?
Oh, I'm enjoying having a great time. I came here to give a little presentation on what we like to call Detroit 2.0.
Yeah, well, that's what we were at the Rouge yesterday. We were at the truck plant, and it's really interesting to see how the 21st century manufacturer has changed. Right. What area of Ford do you work in?
I work in what's called the Research and Advanced Engineering part of Ford. That's the upstream organization that looks at what's next in terms of technologies. And
you're planning how many years out?
Oh, it depends on the technology. In the Twitter world, it's 6 months out, but in the world where we bend steel, it could be 4 or 5 years out. And so it's a broad spectrum, something that goes on 1 year from now, 5 years from now, and some aspects of 50 years from now.
That's got to be difficult because people's tastes change, manufacturing changes, everything's changing. You're really predicting the future.
Well, what we want to do is to start creating elements of the future. And so we can start living in that future. A few months ago, we modified a car and took that out to California. And the car was modified, not by us, with some help from us, but by students. And then there were some of us who jumped on, too, because the spontaneous interest in that grew.
Right.
And so this modified car drove out from Michigan to California, and it went out to California. It was tweeting its way along.
That's great.
And that car had 600 followers in 6 days.
That's really neat. When we were on, it was kind of neat. I saw this on the Rouge line. You know, there's a part of the line where you have to be extra tall because they're putting in stuff on the trucks, and they call it the basketball team. And one of the guys was wearing a shirt that had the Arthur C. Clarke a slogan that says, "The best way to predict the future is to go build it." And here's a guy doing it.
They're all enjoying it.
Yeah.
And really, I think the point is, it's not. Not a large institutionalized process. It's a few of us, and we're really reaching out into the millions outside. And we really recognize and embrace the fact that innovation happens everywhere. And innovation happens in a way in which influence can also be exponentially grown everywhere. So it's not a large organization with a large number of people and a huge budget that determines where and how we head, but it's really the grassroots interest and creating toolkits that people can use, that others can use, that makes it really, really interesting. Because at the end of the day, when people use toolkits that make them famous or make them rich or make them both ideally, they're going to use that and they're going to spread the word around. So it's really the underlying spirit of making others rich, famous, and really collectively working with us to make products that people desire and want to come back to. And that gives us an opportunity, really places with us the ability to probe that future, if you will.
It's kind of the spirit of Maker Faire here, which is there. It's a natural human thing to want to create, to innovate, to invent, right?
That's right. So I think if you go back 100 years to the Model T, we had a great amount of innovation happening right here, just right around here. And what that did was it found a whole new generation of takers.
Right.
And so that's what this is about. It's about makers. But it's about makers connecting to a new generation of takers.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Thank you.
That's who comes here, of course, is people who want to be makers or who want to be takers and absorb the amazing things people are making. Ford has also started sponsoring innovation centers itself, right?
That's right. So Ford is also, thanks to my colleague Bill Coughlin, who had this really innovative idea of saying, you know, how do you get intellectual property placed? So in a place where the market can determine what the value might be and how others can bring their ideas and also have that evaluated and essentially used to create capital and value and products and services. And so what Ford has done is to create arguably the world's first notion of an innovation or an ideas exchange, like a stock exchange, like a mercantile exchange, like a cattle exchange 100 years ago, perhaps even today in some places. This is the innovation exchange that really is going to fuel and be the cradle for a whole new generation of innovation and products and services.
Well, and this is a good time to do it because we're running out of fuel, costs are going up, cities are changing, and so this is a really good time to rethink how we get around, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's why we call this Detroit 2.0. It's really about reconnecting excess capacity. It's about reconnecting the phenomenal intellectual power we have around here, the great mentors that are waiting to work with the kids. It's the young kids who have energy. It's bringing them all together in unusual ways. It's bringing in a Facebook-like experience to something that's really real. And it's creating this new networking. It's a new way to connect, in some sense, old tools and old methods, but also to create a whole volume of new tools and new methods.
Is it only for Detroit area, or is it all over the country, these innovation centers?
Yeah, the innovation exchange is physically going to be here. But there's no reason why others elsewhere cannot locally create value and define new innovation centers. So there might be a notion of things that have to do with automotive, things that have to do with very fine parts that perhaps go through 2,000 or 3,000 revolutions per minute for 10 years. And that's an automotive kind of a demand, right? And that's what cars and trucks do. But then you could look at repurposing this for medical applications, for bio-X applications, biomedical, bioscience, databasing. You could also look at this for a whole lot of energy applications, solar energy, solar thermal energy, different, the world is full of parts that move.
Right.
We don't often realize that.
Right.
And so that might be, this might be the center for those things. But Chicago might be a center for different kinds of ideas and innovations. The Silicon Valley might be something else, you know. And Bozeman, Montana might do something else. Who knows? You know?
How exciting. Prasad, it really is nice to meet you. And it's very exciting what you're doing. I can't wait to learn more. Is there a place people can go on the web to find out more about this?
Yeah, there's a media.ford.com site. There's also O'Reilly's, if you go Google Maker Faire, you'll get links to some of what we're saying. You'll get links to Detroit 2.0. If you go to media.ford.com, you'll get a lot of information on the Innovation Exchange. Our partnership with TechShop really as a means of being able to walk this vision. Right. So it's not just the vision, it's the vision, but it's also the framework that says we need to have mechanisms to get spare capacity together. We need to have a toolkit body that comes together. We need to have tools that are not expensive for the individual makers. It's not about the big three, the big six, or the big nine. It's about the small millions.
Right.
It's about how you and I can now create things and network in millions of ways to connect with makers elsewhere and the takers elsewhere. And so it's like really creating a new app or a new tool around the notion of Facebook or Twitter or anything else. So it's really, how do you get the kids to think and become thinkers and makers and connect with takers anywhere?
I love the idea. Prasad, thank you so much. Really nice to meet you. Good luck with your speech.
Thank you.
All right, take care. We're going to walk back over here, meet some more makers and takers. I never really thought of that phrase. Hey, who's that? Hi, what's your name? Nicholas, aren't you sweet? Are you having fun today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is this Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Dad. What's your name?
My name's Walter.
Hi, Walter.
Watch all your shows, Leo.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming to Detroit. I watched you yesterday.
Oh, we had a blast yesterday. Did you see me crash that car?
I did. Absolutely.
You're never going to live.
They didn't tell you.
They didn't tell you? Okay. I have witnesses. I have witnesses. They didn't tell me.
No, they didn't.
Nicholas, they didn't tell you.
They didn't tell me.
That's right. See, out of the mouths of babes. Nice to meet you. Is this your wife? Yeah. And you got another one on the way in a week.
See, it's the Maker Faire.
I think you took that a little too seriously.
Oh, so this is Robotics Redefined. You can read about us in this issue of Make Magazine. Right now we are doing Kid Robots Rec Lab Hack Lab.
Are they breaking stuff in here?
Come on in. So
all right.
Kids. I don't know if you guys can get in here.
Look at that.
Yeah, we're teaching kids how to take things apart, learn about what they are. This is Bilal over here.
Hello.
Hey, Bilal. Oh, I like your vest.
Yeah, why, thank you.
So look at all this stuff. These kids are really having are you guys enjoying taking this stuff apart?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be able to get it back together again?
Probably not.
There's no plans to do so, is there?
No, not really, but I think the plan is right now to let them take things apart without getting in trouble for it.
I love that. Mom and Dad like that, too, because they won't be doing it at home, I hope.
Yeah, you don't want to take apart your mom's blender, although...
I have to say, I had a lot of fun as a kid taking stuff apart, and I never could get it back together, so not having to is a nice freedom.
Yeah, and not having to, and also having people like that can tell you, like, oh, dude, you know why this thing is awesome?
Right.
Yeah, so we found some really nice, like, serpentine screws and... different types of encoders and like trying to like look at these things and be like, oh well, this used to be magic, but now it's just stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's almost junk, actually. What is? Do you know what this is that you're taking apart here?
A computer.
Yeah, it's a computer. In the old days, before we had circuitry, we would have to use these things to make books and stuff.
Whoa.
It's not going to last very long, though. I think you got a good grip on that. Holy cow. This is fun. He's steering it. Let's go over and ask him what he's up to. This is an underwater remotely operated vehicle. So is this the kind of thing that's working in the Gulf?
Yes, it is right now. This is actually, we've had competitions to where we actually had to do some of the stuff in the Gulf right now, like capping oil wells and different things like that.
So did you build this?
Yes, Melvindale High School has a program also with, we went to Spring Lake and we went to competition in Chicago.
How exciting, how cool. Does it have a camera on it?
Yes, the camera is actually right here.
So you can see what's underwater in that wading pool.
Yeah, it's, how do I describe it? It's an underwater camera. It can have two hookups, and in competition, we're only allowed to look at the monitors.
So you had to operate it from the monitor alone?
Only.
Wow.
Just like you were down deep in a boat.
What was the name of the competition?
Mate International.
How cool. How neat.
Is this your particular instrument, or?
I built this one. So it's got some of the piezoelectric pickups built in.
Got to turn up the amp. We got an amp down here. We can hear this. That's pretty cool. Everything makes sound. All you have to do is put a pickup on it.
That's right. The physical vibrations inside the objects are amplified by the piezo transducers.
That's really cool. Well, thank you. Are you ready for your rocket to go? He's got the switch. Whoa! Straight up. And here it comes. Boom! Very nice. Oh, Colin, you made this rocket?
Yes.
You feel positive? You feel like this thing's going to go for a long ride?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any special tricks that you used in the construction of this rocket?
Balancing it, I guess.
Is the idea to make it go straight up and down?
I guess.
Yeah, well, you got the switch. Let's see what happens here. What's your rocket going to do? Oh, here we go. Wait, Collins is... Oh. Well, back to the drawing board, Cullen. What's your name?
Michael.
What do you think your rocket's going to do, Michael?
Fly.
Fly? How high?
I don't know how high.
You got the switch. We're going to find out. That one's going high. Okay, the experts say this one's really going to go. All right, Michael. We're all rooting for you. Yeah, we're going to get the countdown. He's filling it up with compressed air. This is a lot better than a stomp rocket, isn't it? Oh, no, the humanity. Oh, we had no idea that would happen. Are you having fun? Is it cold? It's exhilarating. On a day like today, this is where you really enjoy the hot weather. You know how to have fun in the hot weather. It's all about the shocks, isn't it? And the wheels. Look at the size of this. Cup holders. You know, the only thing you're missing is Ford Sync.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that because that's the true hands-free calling, the turn-by-turn directions, the 911 assist. Do you have airbags on this?
No, I don't.
See, if you did, if the airbags went off, the Ford Sync would call the 911 folks, and they'd get them out there to rescue you. You might need some airbags.
Yeah.
Especially if you took this down a hill or something like that. Is this a standard RC unit?
Yep, it's just a 7-channel Spectrum radio.
How do you keep it hovering, though? How do you keep all of the fans in sync?
There's an Arduino on board, and the Arduino takes your standard pitch, roll, yaw commands and translates it into individual motor commands.
Otherwise, the thing would fall over.
And, in fact, there's no feedback on the motors. It doesn't know how fast each motor's spinning. It just knows, hey, I need to make it faster or slower. Right. What happens is as it's flying, if a motor's going slow, it'll dip in that direction, right? It'll tilt down. If it's flying like this and this motor's going slow, it'll tilt in that direction because it's not producing much thrust.
Right.
There are gyroscopes on board. They sense that. So as it dips, it speeds up that motor and pulls it back flat.
Did it work out the first time you tried it?
Oh, no. This thing has crashed many times. You see these L brackets here? Yeah. That's for when it flips over so it doesn't
protect the prop
itself. Yeah, and the computer.
Right.
Because if you look, this is all bent up. That's from before I had the brackets
on. How long did it take you to get it perfected?
I only started this about a month and a half.
That's amazing. So, we saw these kinds of things at CES. They're being manufactured.
Yep, the Parrot AR drone.
But I love it that you said, no, I'm going to make my own.
Yeah. And the theory was it was going to be cheaper. That didn't work out. But, you know, what are you going to do?
But you made it. That's the thing.
Yes. And eventually there'll be a camera mount on this.
Wow.
Once I have it not crashing.
That's great. Had you done Arduino work before?
No. This was the first one that I...
Really?
This was the first real project.
What a great project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
let's see it fly. I want to watch it fly.
Everybody
now
back?
We got to stand back because this thing, unlike the Parrot, doesn't have bumpers. Our camera operator Brent is very bold. He's going to stand right in there. Isn't that amazing? Take a drink. Wow, that's pretty incredible. It's a little more lethal, but he's got it under control, I gotta say.
They're drinking
whenever. Awesome job. What's your name?
Eric Merrill.
Eric, it's really nice to meet you. You from around here?
Yeah, and I'm with right over here, I3 Detroit. They're a hackerspace up in Ferndale.
I heard there's like 3 or 4 hackerspaces out here now.
Yep, yep. And the official after party of Maker Faire is there tonight.
Howard. Oh, this is the famous Twittering Doghouse. The house. You did the tweeting doghouse?
I didn't know how to do anything when I started. I didn't know how to cut wood. I didn't know how to you put the dog on the sensor, and if it's working,
there's and so it's a little netbook that's attached to it.
Yep, you can send a signal out to Twitter. Says dog's
hey,
in the house.
This is no, you can come in there. This is when the dog goes in the house, it tells the internet.
Oh.
Does that seem like a good idea?
She's probably right.
Was that a good idea, Bob? Really? Hi, Danae. So did you think Bob was nuts when he said, let's do this?
No, we actually made the decision together to do it.
It was a joint venture.
I did the programming for the Arduino that sends the message to the internet.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Well, Bedard,
it's
nice to meet you.
Good to meet
Thank you.
You
so much. Congratulations on your Twittering doghouse. Thank you. I really appreciate it. This is very fun. Well, stand back. I'm going to try science.
Uh-oh.
I like that shirt.
Thanks.
Where'd you get that?
I think that came from SKCD.
Yeah, it looks like SKCD. There you go. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Red Green.
Hey, welcome to the I3 event.
It's are you made out of duct tape, Red?
Many, many rolls of duct tape. Chicken wire and wood.
Duct tape, chicken wire, and wood. It's a giant on-the-air DIY statue. Oh, look it. He can move his arm. There he is. Pay no attention to the man behind the yellow pants. How are you? What's your name?
Fan Mike Kelly. How you doing?
All right, Mike. Let me just see. These are just pirates. What's the story?
Paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
The only civilized way to settle disputes.
Oh, this is a guy from Kettering University. Ah, so this is what you do at Kettering.
Sometimes.
Leftover parts are proof you made it better. That's what Waz always says. He says, if I can do one less part, I know I made it better. What's your name?
John.
John, nice to meet you. So is this a project of Kettering?
No, this is actually something we're at Cross the Road Electronics are demoing here. So.
But you got the guys from Kettering helping you out?
Yeah, I'm a Kettering student actually right now, so I just came here for the weekend. Yep. There's a bunch of us around at random booths. So.
So you got an Axis camera on it so you can see what's going on?
It's on the laptop, but since I'm right here, I just...
You know what you're shooting at.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, the kids love it, and they pick up the darts for me too, so it's great.
Really? Look, you picked up all the darts? That was nice of you.
I did too.
You got some too?
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you helpful? BPF 25 is about to go out again. So you haven't heard... Whoa. He's shooting at us. Run for cover. First on it. So these are parts that would have been used in a first first competition.
Use this if they don't custom fab.
Right.
And this laptop that's sitting right there with the lid shut, I entering commands to that, and it's transmitting via Wi-Fi to this. So earlier we were walking down the street with the laptop in the backpack, and we were shooting at the Tardec guys. So I'm playing a little game with them. We might go assault them again. We don't know. So.
I love these T-shirts. Is this does Kettering do these?
It's a Kettering marketing campaign. We've been doing it for like the past 4 years.
I really
yep.
Like it.
Yeah. It's a love it or hate it thing at Kettering, actually,
like
with this,
it.
But.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, all right.
Kettering's located where?
Flint, Michigan.
Flint.
Yep, formerly GMI. A lot of people recognize it by GMI still, so. Is it shooting? Yep, perfect.
All right. So, how do you pick your targets?
Well, I don't know. People that look like they wouldn't mind getting shot by a Nerf gun, like this gentleman right here, I just shoot at them. And then if they get mad, I drive away. And if they like it, I keep shooting. That's how it goes. So. Yep, and you can view more videos at crosstheroadelectronics.com. So
crosstheroadelectronics.com.
You can cross the road. So,
stand back. It's the bubble blowing time machine.
How you doing?
Pat, where are you coming from in the past?
Well, you can see that if you look to see when we were established, we're established in the year 2098. So
you're coming from the future.
We've actually come back to visit Maker's Faire.
I love it, and this is a very elaborate device. Is there any secret to the operation, or could anybody just travel?
Bubbles. We've found that the fuel of the future will be bubbles. If you can see down near the exhaust there, you should see some bubbles.
Well, go for a ride. We'll see the bubbles as they come out. Oh, he's out of fuel. You have to...
Bubbles are the fuel of the future.
You have to go back to 2098,
now,
get some more.
Tell you, there is one thing that's bad for you.
What's that?
The internet was just a fad.
Oh, dang, I knew it. I knew it. Nice to see you. Enjoy your ride. I love his time machine. I love it. It's really funny. All right, let's see what is going on in here. This actually is part of FIRST. We mentioned FIRST before. It's a robotics competition that was started by Dean Kamen, the guy who did the Segway. Actually, these are not autonomous. I can see people running these robots. I guess it might be a lot to ask to make this an autonomous robot. I think it's much more likely that the competition allows you to have remote control. But they got to get the balls into the goals. So this was, I believe this was the challenge for the high school level teams. And how did you do in the competition?
We made it to state championships at Eastern Michigan. We made it to nationals in Georgia. Didn't do too well there, but we did well everywhere else.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. It was really exciting, especially at states.
Hi. Hey, Jason, can I talk to you now that you've won the game?
Sure.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, right, thanks.
Congratulations to the Bionic Barons.
Thanks.
You just won this competition.
Yeah.
that was a nice shot. So tell me a little bit about FIRST of all.
FIRST is it's a worldwide organization that it inspires students in science and technology through robotics, and it pairs students up with mentors from the real world, such as mentors and employees from Chrysler, Boeing, and Ford. And that's what really makes this program special, because we really get to see the different techniques that they use to design things in the real world.
It's really cool. And now, you were a coach, so that meant you helped a team?
I was the drive coach for the drive team, so I was telling the drivers what to do and so on.
That's great, but you weren't actually operating the equipment.
I normally do not, no.
Yeah, that's great. You did this time.
I did.
And you knew what you were doing.
I did.
So, are you guys feeling confident?
Oh, yeah. We're 2-0 right now.
You're winners. Huh?
Yeah. All right. And it was home field right here.
What school?
Henry Ford Academy. We go to school at Greenfield Village.
You're kidding. Yeah, that's pretty lucky.
Yep.
What a nice place to go to school, huh? How many people on your team?
About 20 people.
That's great. What's your name?
I'm Dan.
Dan?
Like he said 20 people on a team, 15 of them were freshmen this year, and we made state.
So you guys are going to have a good team for the next 4 years. That's great. So you're Dan. What's your name?
John.
Matt.
You guys are freshmen, huh?
Yeah.
That's exciting. Did you know when you came to the school that you wanted to do this?
Nope.
Yeah.
You'd heard about FIRST?
Yeah, my sister was on the team before
that's
me.
That's really great.
Was it hard work?
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
You're Team Ford. That's pretty good. I like that. That's awesome. Now, if Ford said we want to put Ford Sync into one of these vehicles, you think you could do that?
Might be, I don't know.
You know, be a project for next season.
Sync is true hands-free calling. You got turn-by-turn directions. You got 911 assist. If the airbags go off in your vehicle, it'll call 911 on your cell phone. It'll tell them the GPS coordinates. It'll send them a pre-recorded message, then allow you to say something. You need that in your robot.
Yeah, we do. The airbags would help a lot.
Every vehicle should have 911 assist.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Ford Sync, that's the beauty of it. Now, if you want to learn more, you go to SyncMyRidePodcast.com, or you can visit your local Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer and try Sync out. How's that for sneaking an ad in? Well, we are here with Team Ford FIRST. I love that. Well, thank you for coming out to the Maker Faire. Oh, yeah, and this is just incredible. Look at this. Tell me a little bit about it here.
Oh, the kids should probably be telling you about it. This robot was built primarily from components that came in a kit of parts. We use industry-specific components, so a compact wheel at the bottom, they use in industry. It's wireless to control.
I see the Wi-Fi, yeah.
The rope, yes. So they do all of the electronics, all the motor controllers, they do this themselves. This robot actually uses pneumatics. You can't see it, but underneath it, there's a compressor mounted, and the kids...
They control it with these joysticks here like this. That's neat.
They create the programs to control it. So they do all the design, all the programming, all the machining. This is a 100% robot that's built by students.
What's your name?
My name is Jackie Moore.
Jackie, so nice to meet you.
Thanks, robotics team. Yeah.
Chicago Knights, that's great. Congratulations. What? Sponsored by Mobile Oil Corporation. We'll give them a nice plug for doing that. And look at all the awards they've won through the FIRST competition.
Most interactive pit. They won the spam award. I like that. Ashok said his family would be watching in India, right?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to everyone in Bangalore, India, Mysore, India, as well.
And what's your name?
Shri.
Shri, I forgot. Of course, Shri.
I'm Ash B on in the chat room, so I want to give a shout out to Dr. Mom and Darth Emma and everyone.
I told Shri and Ashok they should come over because they said, oh, they're going to be watching tomorrow in India. Everybody in Bangalore is watching. Hello, Bangalore! It's great to have you. Are you having fun? It's a great event, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
This was the best part, being on Twit.
Oh, you guys are great. Well, it was nice to see you last night, and I'm glad you found me today so we could say hello to your mom and dad. That is wild. Who built this?
The robotics team I'm on.
Oh, that's great. So what school is it?
We are with Ipsy High.
Uh-huh. And you decided to build a cow.
No, a few years ago, EMU was putting on a play, and they needed a cow that could go around stage, collapse, and come back to life. And so they came to our robotics team, and they would pay for all the parts, we would build it, and we'd get to keep it after the play.
What a great project.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see it.
Well, we can't have it move around or collapse on cement since I'll kill it, but the head we can work with here.
That's great. It's nice to meet you. What's your name?
Steve Reynolds.
Hey, Steve. Thanks a lot. I love the talking cow. I think it's hysterical. See, they're preparing the Mentos now. This is going to take all day to get the Mentos out of the Mento containers into the box so that they can do this stage show where they do, I believe, they duplicate the Bellagio fountains in Las Vegas with Diet Coke and Mentos. So you're setting up for this, huh? This is exciting.
This is great. It's like blowing up a building. It takes 3 hours to set up and about 3 minutes.
I see you got three volunteers opening Mentos.
In the hot sun, yes. We use about 600 Mentos per show.
Wow.
So there's a lot of package opening to do, which is why we need those great volunteers over there.
And you got Coke Zero sponsoring you. That's kind of nice.
Coke Zero's helping us out, yes. We did a rocket car with powered by Coke Zero and Mentos, and they like that, so they've helped us out some.
Are you with EP Bird?
I am the tall, bald guy on the left.
Yes, he is. We recognize him. He's an internet celebrity alert.
I burn so much in this sun, I have to wear my hat.
Yeah, when you took the hat off, I recognize you. And you must have done some prototypes and testing to get it to do exactly what... Because the timing is quite precise now in these later shows. You know, the first video was pretty simple, but now you've got elaborate stuff you do.
It's very close to the first video. We fine-tuned a little bit here and there, but we spent about 6 months getting that first video ready.
Right.
Just trying little different effects and poking holes in bottles and swinging around our heads and seeing what worked.
How many views now are that video? Do you know?
No, we have totally lost count. Our best guess is about 120 million. But
Jiminy.
But there's really no way to know. Yeah. There's really no way to.
Well, there's too many places it could be, you know.
Exactly. It just gets out in the wild and propagates, and we've completely lost count. And so we drop five or six Mentos inside, and then the pin holds them in. This is a bottle cap from an actual bottle of soda. And we pull the pin out, the Mentos will fall in. They have about half a second or so until the reaction starts to come out the top. And it'll come out on this one, a quarter-inch hole. And it should go 20 feet in the air, I'm hoping.
From a quarter-inch hole?
Wow. Yep. So right. I'm going to go over here.
We'll go over for an official demonstration. A demonstration. Get ready to back up. We don't know which way the wind is blowing. He's testing the wind. All right, it'll go over there a little bit. All right. 15 or 20 feet, we're going to stand back, if all is well. Temperature affects it. He says the truck's kind of cool, so let's see. Warmer is better? Warmer is better, yeah. All right, watch out. Oh, and there you go. It is a giant fountain of Coke One, ladies and gentlemen. That is awesome. Yay! 100 of them all at once, all at once. Hey, temperature is perfect. It's a beautiful day for a Mentos Coke demonstration.
Yes, it is. It's going to be great.
Hey, thank you so much. So nice to meet you. Great job on the video. EPBird.com. Really fun. Really entertaining. What if you took that Don't Worry, Be Happy singing bass and you put it on a car? You'd get the Sashimi Tabernacle Choir, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a rock lobster. Did you invent this?
No, we're just stand-in directors.
You just get the job?
Yeah.
Playing the rock lobster?
Yeah.
Does this car actually drive?
I have no idea.
I would hate to drive this down the street. You'd really attract some attention, wouldn't you? So you just get to play it.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Would you like to conduct?
No, that's okay. What's your next song?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
The Sashimi Tabernacle Choir. Love it. Okay. Does that bring us down or nothing? Okay, we're just going to stand still for a little bit and enjoy the music while we change the battery. This is the music that we change the battery to. Oh, look, there's the lead lobster. What can be annoying than an animated singing fish? Try 250 of them bolted to a Volvo and singing opera. This is the Sashimi Tabernacle Choir of Houston, Texas. Two computers, 300 pounds of batteries, and 5 miles of control system wire. We're going to walk on over now to the giant mousetrap because in just a few minutes, another van will be squished. Mousy, Miss Mousy, how do you do this?
With a lot of hard work.
This is amazing. How long did it take to build this thing?
It took 13 years, and we're actually getting ready to start our show right now, so you're just in time to see it.
Do you think we could get around behind and get a better view?
Not right now because we're starting it, but yeah. we're happy to do that for...
We're not going to be back, but we'll see if we can sneak in here. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and just raise it up as high as you can, and we'll see what kind of shot we can get. Oh.
I got a couple people want to say hi.
This is very interesting. Keep an eye on the van. We're going to squish a van.
All right, can everyone who wants him to start this thing yell right now? Yeah! That's right, folks. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Go, Gina, go! All right, there it is, folks. Cranks are cranking. The gantry winch is going. The think side is going over slowly. You're gonna stop now, Gino. You're good. All right, there it is. Yes! Ooh, that's never happened. Wait for it, folks. Wait for it.
Two.
All right, folks. Hey, honey, did you remember to pay the gravity bill?
Yeah.
There's a ball of three.
I bought designer cheese instead.
There it is, folks. Going into the mouse trap, BJ. Oh. All right. Loop-de-loop. Going up top. There it is. Going for the bathtub. Okay, this part happens quick, so pay attention, folks. Mass hypnosis, you did not see that. Oh, there it is, folks.
Woo! All right, let's go. Come for a bike ride with me. We're going to ride the 7-man bicycle here. They've put it up on the grass so that nobody else could ride it. And now we're going to get to ride for a ride because I need to sit down for a little bit after that exhausting mousetrap and everything. Oh, look, here comes a bicycle. And if this bike has Ford Sync, I'm ready to ride it. Now, you know what Sync is. That's that true hands-free calling, the turn-by-turn directions, the 911 assist that makes my Ford Mustang sing and all the new Lincoln and Mercury and Ford vehicles. They're just awesome. So can I get on?
Anything for a fee, Mr. Leo.
All you have to do is pedal, huh? So I'm going to get on this one. You visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com if you want to know more, or you can go to your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer and take a test drive of the Ford Sync. Hold on. Let me get on. Okay. Now, do we have to pedal this thing?
The harder you pedal, the bigger the discount.
And let me ask you, did you build this?
My dad did. He's crazy.
Your dad built this, really? And why did he build this?
It's a long story.
Okay, here we go. Everybody pedal. Bye, everybody. How come I'm going backwards? Look, he's got a 3D camera. That's cool. Wow. He's doing it sideways. All right. Look at that. Stereopticon. Stand back. I'm not steering.
That's the story. We had a small family, and at some point,
My dad said, you guys are not coming over for dinner at the dinner table. We're going to have dinner right here.
We'll all have a bicycle. This is awesome. A lot of fun. We're going for a ride. Watch out. We can't move. We can't steer. We can't stop. Whoa.
Make him swing.
You didn't sign the release.
Oh, you didn't sign the release? Oh, no, you have to wait for something. You got to pedal forward.
Okay. I'm pedaling backwards because I'm trying to go that way, you see. But you pedal forward to go backwards. It's an interesting thing. Really? Does that happen a lot? Guys, we pedal backwards. Yeah. Watch this. Tight turn. Whoa! This is as bad as the test track, isn't it, Brent?
No, this is better.
This is like, this is kind of what it was like. Whoa! Whoa! This is very much what it was like driving the Cobra on the test track. Oh, now we got to go on there's a go-kart ride over there we got to try. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you, Eric. What's up?
Leo.
Look at this. Hey, they got me a Togs to Go shirt. What does it say? I'm so bad, I vacationed to Detroit. Rock on. You're a Motor City madman. Thank you.
No problem, Leo.
I really appreciate it.
Again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll put this on right now.
Have fun. Drive safe.
I can't promise that.
Drive safe. That's the pedal.
Everybody has to pedal.
No, it's
nice.
I like it.
Stick that chest out.
Leo's our hero.
I'm so bad. I vacationed in Detroit. All right. Let's go take on the big dog. Here comes the big dog. We want to take it on. So what if he's got flamethrowers? Big deal. We can take him. I want to go on the Power Wheels track later after this. That'll be fun too, yeah. Here we go. One of these things has to be powered by Ford Sync. Watch out. Here comes the big dog. Hey, big dog. Oh, that's hot. Big dog's got a Model A truck following him along. That's perfectly appropriate. Beep, beep. Do we put the brakes on? Are we the brakes? No. He's got a little, he pulls the handle. Yeah, I already I crashed the Flex into the Fiesta. No.
It was worse than that.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about the Maker Faire is there's a sense of, like, imminent danger the whole time. Like, this isn't exactly approved by anybody. In the way. How you doing? Good to see you. I should just do this the whole way. Everybody's saying hello.
What's up, guys? I'm coming your way.
Hello.
There's a line for this.
There's a line. Oh, thank you for letting us cut in line. Oh, man, they're mad. We better go this way, yeah. Thank you.
How do you get out of this thing?
Just very carefully.
Your
like Brent.
Out.
He's got a camera. Whoa.
Bye, Leo.
What's your name?
My name is Aristide Abrahams.
And Aristide, who's your dad?
My dad is Carlos Sam Abrahams.
And he built these?
Yep.
That is wonderful. These are really fun. You must have a blast taking them out.
Every day. Every day.
That's great.
Cool.
Nice to meet you, Aristide. Take care. Bye-bye. Look at that line for people to ride this. He's a popular person, isn't he? That's a lot of fun. I want to go on the Power Wheels. They've souped up Power Wheels, and they got a test track, and it looks amazing. So we got to go take a look at that. How you doing? What's your name?
Dave Buchanan.
The extended bell curve.
Yes.
It turns into bell. I get it.
Absolutely.
See, one of my favorite things to do is to decipher geek T-shirts because they all have in jokes on them, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Here's the souped up Power Wheels. We got a Hummer. We got what they're doing is they're taking these simple electric cars and they're making them a little bit more powerful.
I'm looking forward to seeing how many of these vehicles actually make it to the end of the 15 lap race.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a 15 lap race.
15 lap race coming up at 3 o'clock, I think.
How interesting. So these are all people who are going to compete, each one of them. So you made Gravedigger?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I did make Grave Digger. I'm Royce with the Milwaukee Makerspace.
Nice to meet you, Royce.
Nice to meet you.
So what do you do to super up a power wheel?
Well, one of the main things you do is you build a steel frame. They're only rated for 130 pounds when they come out of the factory. I'm 200 pounds. Those batteries are 100 pounds, so they would just destroy themselves stock. So if you look underneath here, you can see a bunch of steel and metal underneath the car, and that's why it doesn't collapse. We've also replaced the stock wheels. I have a lawnmower tractor steering system. And then, of course, we have the Sears gave us these marvelous marine batteries to run in them. And then I have an electric wheelchair motor, two electric wheelchair motors to replace the very teeny motors that come with it. In order.
So what's your top speed?
You know, I haven't measured it yet, but I think it's 10 or 15 miles an hour, though.
So the idea here is that you're competing against other people who have done the same thing.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Milwaukee Makerspace has three other vehicles, and then there's three other makerspaces, each with their own vehicle here.
It's a friendly competition.
It really is. We've been giving each other tools and helping out all sorts of stuff. We're actually not generally a competitive bunch. We just like to have a good clean fun, really.
Now, did you just happen to have the Grave Digger power wheel lying around, or did you actually go out and look for it?
You know, there are actually tons of them out on Craigslist. They're usually missing batteries or the motor is broke or something like that. But since we're going to soup them up anyway, it doesn't matter. We mostly just want the plastic shell.
But you wanted a Grave Digger.
When I saw it, I said, I have to have it.
I'm the Grave Digger. Do you have, like, kind of a Darth Vader outfit to wear?
No, unfortunately. This took all my time, really. We were working till midnight the very last night to get this finished.
Feel pretty confident?
No.
I like the button he has in here. It says push to exit.
Yeah,
is that the ejector seat? That's
no, good? Not really. Actually, those are the brakes. But that's the only button I had on hand. A lot of this is salvaged materials.
No, that's the point, right? Here comes one. He's going out right now in his commando jeep. Let's go watch him run. So, who do you think is going to be? Who's the odds-on favorite?
Well, if the pink trike can get repaired, he's probably going to steal some points. But I won the last drag race because he broke in half because he forgot to do all his welding. So
see, when you forget to weld.
Yeah, when you just tack weld it and leave it, things break.
Oh, that's amazing. Are you the maker of the pink trike?
Maker of the little pink trike. I looked at
I couldn't think of anything more appropriate for a guy like you to ride.
I was thinking. I thought, you know, these cars are so small. How am I going to fit on one? So I took the smallest one I could find, and you can see the body.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to make this big enough for me. So I've got it big enough for me, and I thought I had it strong enough for me, but apparently I was wrong.
Did you do some welding overnight to get it together?
Just 10 minutes ago, we welded the front back on. I kept welding and welding and welding, and hopefully it won't break off this time.
You feel pretty confident then?
I feel terrified because it's a 5-speed transmission, and I've gone up to second gear so far. So
you've never gone as fast as you can go.
No, I've never gone as fast as it can go, and I don't think you want to go as fast as it can go either. But you're welcome to try.
How many batteries are in there?
There's two big car-sized batteries in there, and that's it. There's a switch that turns them onto the motor, and you go.
Now, I like this guy has a winch in case you get in trouble.
So I'm all ready for when these trucks break down. I'm going to be right there. And this Jeep originally came with a little plastic winch. So instead of modifying the system for making this thing drive fast and furious, I thought, what the heck, put a real winch on it. And there's that stop sign back there. I decided, you know, why not put this out of the way? So I just hooked this on the top of the stop sign, had it run up, and just, you know, hung it up there for a while. But, yeah, I can definitely tow anybody who needs a ride, tow them right off the track with the Jeep winch right here.
This is exciting. I can't wait to this race. This is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. By the way, it looks like you have a victim in the back here.
I originally wanted a Barbie Jeep. I couldn't find a Barbie Jeep anywhere. I did find the Commando Jeep instead, and I found a Barbie here at a thrift store for a couple of bucks designed to do her hair and her nails. And I thought, we got the Commando Jeep theme going on, so she's just along for the ride. Just have a little bit of fun. They have something here they call Moxie points. So you can get points for going fast, for winning the contest, or you can just go for Moxie, you know, something fun, something a little different. I've got my safety helmet on right here. I figure that'll keep me safe when I'm out on the track, and hopefully people like it and get us some Moxie points.
You definitely have some Moxie. I just hope that the Commando doesn't have to pay a visit to the pink trike.
Well, you know, the pink trike is out there for blood. That's why it's pink. It won't notice the blood.
When are you racing?
3 o'clock, I believe, is the next.
Okay. This is exciting. The big race. All right, 3 o'clock. So it's an hour from now. These are all been warm ups. Oh, watch out!
This is the backup vehicle. I figured at worst, if all else fails, strip it down to the bare minimum. No wheels, no motor, nothing. I mean, you can go out there and be like, hey, I'm ready to race. And then,
what could go wrong?
You just hop out there and you get going. So I figure this is, if needed, the extreme backup.
What's your name?
My name's Ben Nelson. I'm with Milwaukee Makerspace.
Nice to meet you, Ben. This is really cool stuff. Oh, lots of people out here. We want to see some of the other vehicles. Of course, we've got our checkered flag girl here. She's getting ready to start the race. These are incredible. Let's ask her a little bit about the race. Can I talk to you for a second? I know you're setting up for the big race.
We saw you last night in the bar.
We have
a race starting at 3 p.m., so,
do you have a favorite? Are you going to give your kerchief to any one of these brave knights?
They're all so great. I can't really pick a favorite, but I'm going to win.
Whoever.
Race car. I'm driving this one.
Oh, this is nice. This is a sharp vehicle here. Are you from Milwaukee Makerspace too?
No, Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, PS1 started this event. This fine man right behind you, actually.
Well, let's say hi to him.
Hi.
So it's good to see you. What's your name, Jim?
Jim Burke. You got it down the first one. Hey. I'm a member, I'm director at Pumping Station 1. We organized this race last year. It was six teams from our own hackerspace. And this year we decided to extend it to other hackerspaces throughout the Midwest. So we're out here at Maker Faire Detroit, and we have all our competition here. Things are going pretty good.
It seems good. I think you're going to have a great race in about an hour.
Oh, it will. It depends on how fast everyone gets back from Home Depot, because a lot of cars broke in the first round. You missed it when...
Pink trike
just lifted right off the line.
Oh, dear.
Snapped right in.
Oh, horror, the horror.
Oh, yes, the horror indeed.
Do you have one yourself in this race?
Yeah, PS1 GP's car is right there. They were experiencing a series of controller issues. I think they fried their fourth one today.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and what happens is that if a car breaks in the Power Racing Series, we get some diehard batteries. We put up a merit car, and that team is forced to drive this car. This is from last year.
This is the embarrassment vehicle?
Yes, this is the embarrassment vehicle. It was wired up to play Born in the USA on MIDI, but that also broke on it and caught on fire. It is not a car you want to be stuck in for the rest of the race. Also, if you notice right here, the steering, when you go right or left, goes the opposite direction.
It's backwards.
Yes. So the team that gets stuck with this will be a very unfortunate team. And it looks like Pumping Station 1, I'm sorry to say, will be driving the car.
No! Humiliation.
Indeed.
So where'd you get the idea to do power wheel racing?
Well, basically, it first started last year. We had a member who found one ditched in the garbage. So we brought it up on the roof of our hacker space. We drove it around a little bit. And I think out of nowhere, we just made a joke. It's like, it'd be really crazy if we, you know, far out, we had all these, like, six people, like, in these all crushed over like this racing. And then everyone stopped and looked at me and was like, you're going to do that now, are you? And I'm like, oh, yeah, yes, I am.
I guess I am now.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. I don't know if we'll be on the air still in an hour. I think we're probably not going to continue for another hour. We could. All right. We got enough battery juice. We have batteries, too. If we can...
Oh, if you want to borrow some dire batteries, we got some right there for you.
If we can survive, we'll be back here in an hour to watch the race.
I hope so. It'd be great to see you guys there. It'd be fantastic.
Jim Burke, thank you so much. Great. Where do people go to find out more about Makerspaces and Hackerspaces and your space?
Oh, if you go to pumpingstation1.org, you can visit ours. And if you want to find out about the Power Racing Series, that's poweracingseries.org.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Nice to see you, Jim. This is neat. I don't know if we're going to have time, if we'll be back here in an hour. Are we going to do another hour?
Well, no, I think we're going to wrap.
I think we're going to wrap because I want to go buy a Utila kilt. I'm sorry, but this guy's insane. Watch out. Try one. Ford Sync, we thank them for bringing us out here. Thanks to folks at Live U2 for making our live stream possible. Patrick Norton was famous for wearing these. These are the world-famous Utila kilts. And, man, they rock and roll. Don't say it's a skirt, it's a kilt. My friend Patrick Norton lives in these. How are you? What's your name?
Voodoo Stew.
Voodoo Stew. Do you make these?
No, sir, I do not.
You don't take responsibility?
No, sir. I just travel the country taking men's pants off.
It's a tough job. I love these Utila kilts. They're absolutely awesome. And they look great on you, too, I have to say. If you've got good manly calves, I think I need a pair. There goes Big Dog one more time around the yard. Well, and Puffin... That's pretty wild, isn't it?
Gosh, I hate to stop, but I think we're going to wrap it up. We're going to get back to work in the Twit Cottage. I think they've got a show or two to do. I know This Week in Law is coming up. Actually, we're about 10 minutes late. Sorry, Denise. We'll get to you in a second. I thank everyone for making it possible for us to be out here. Brent Bai on camera. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, our Stanley Steamer. You just be glad you don't have to drive one of those anymore, right? Can you imagine a commute in that thing? I tell you. That's one of the things I really learned here in Detroit. I mean, this is a lot of history. When you come to a place like the Henry Ford and Greenfield Village, you see all that history. But there's also this huge potential for the future. And that's what's really exciting about Maker Faire being here, about us coming here, is to look forward to the 21st century and what this area and America's great manufacturing power can be in the 21st century. It's not the end of manufacture in the United States. It's not the end of industry. It's just the beginning of innovation. And that's what we're here to do. That's what you're here to do, I know. Thanks, Brent Bai on camera, Lisa Kensel, who did the producing today, our friends at LiveU who made this possible, our director of engineering, Ken Shepherdson. Thanks to also PodTrack, our ad agency, Mark McCrary, and Craig, his partner, were here throughout the whole event, keeping an eye on things. And thanks to Scott Monty at Ford, Scott Kelly at Ford, for making this all possible. They paid our way out here. They gave us a chance to do something hardly anybody gets to do. Yesterday, we were on the actual Ford assembly line of the F-150 trucks, and that was totally amazing. I hope you've enjoyed this Maker Faire Day as much as I have. This has been a blast, and we will rerun this. We'll put this on the Twit Specials feed also in nice edited form so you can watch it all. We'll cut that mousetrap thing down just a little bit, make it a little bit shorter. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. We're going to sign off and send it back to the Twit Cottage. Leo Laporte from Dearborn, Michigan. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Doing the Twit.
Doing the Twit.
All right.
Doing the Twit, baby.
Doing the Twit.
All right.
Doing the Twit, baby.
Doing the Twit.
All right.